Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, he's a father of four. He played music out loud at the grocery store, and his goal is to work out more. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, I have a theory. I think parenting makes you dumber.
Okay.
Because normally, I'm always spacey, and it takes me a while to get my gears together, my thoughts right. And, like, last week, my kids were gone for spring break the whole week. And I was sharp, man. I was like, just everything. I come into work. I was organized. I knew everything. But then as soon as the kids got back and we started parenting again, I'm like, I don't even know what day it is today.
Why do you think that is?
I just think because they're young and we got to go down to their level. And it's always like, all right, we're talking about farting again. All right, we're going to do fart jokes all day.
I feel that way with you.
Yeah.
You right? And Lunchbox and Ray.
That's because we have kids and we're constantly doing this.
You think that's it?
I don't think that's the reason I'm dumb. I think I'm just dumb.
Hey, what's the...
What? He's all sad now.
What's the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
See, you're not dumb.
And I think hearing him repeat that over and over helped me remember.
What, Cheyenne?
Yeah.
We did a bit yesterday to repeat something 5 times over and over and over. It made me think about, is he dumb?
I'm gonna start doing that when I meet people. When they tell me their name, hey, I'm Timmy. I'm gonna be like, hey, Timmy, hey, Timmy, hey, Timmy, and they're gonna be like, what are you doing? Like, so I'll remember your name because I don't remember anybody's name unless I'm drunk.
I remember a Timmy though. That's not an adult name.
Timmy.
Yeah. So you think you're dumber because of your kids?
Yes.
But how are you gonna fix that?
I'm not. I'm just. It is what it
dumb.
Is.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
that.
How it. That's all how right. It goes.
Next up, listeners don't think he's very nice, and if you want him to sing at your wedding, you'll have to pay a big price. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
I bring to you guys a court case, and this is called Team Grandpa or Team Lunchbox. So we went to the plant store the other day, and there's a guy with his dog. And it's a little, you know, like 25-pound dog, and all of a sudden you hear, and it lunges at my kids as they're running by. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe my kids got too close to it. You know, they scared the dog. And we're standing there looking at some plants, and another kid walks by, and it starts going, and that's when I finally said, hey, man, maybe if you're... dog doesn't like kids, you shouldn't bring him to a place where there's a lot of kids and there's a lot of families. And he said, you know, my dog has a leash. Maybe your kids need a leash and they shouldn't be running around.
Did your kids like run really close to the dog and spook it?
It just ran down. They ran down the aisle looking at flowers.
Wait, are kids supposed to be running?
It's an outdoor thing.
What does the store allow more, dogs or kids?
Running kids.
Running kids. They're probably yelling. You know, I think probably the dog shouldn't be there if it doesn't like kids. But I think also, I'm not going to say it because I don't have kids. Eddie, what do you think about running kids in a plant store?
I mean, they do that.
I know they do that, but dogs also growl.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily he had a harness on and the guy was able to grab him by the harness so he didn't get my kids. And then the other kid, I'm on your side here. The other kid was just walking and it started going like that.
The dog shouldn't be there if it has trouble around kids.
Yeah, totally. But I mean, the old man's response, you should put your kids on the leash.
Yes, and then
he was not scared of you.
That's funny. When I walked away because I was like, I have my kids and my wife here. I'm not going to call. But I was just like, I thought I needed to say something after it went after the second kid. I was like, okay, this is something wrong.
So you went and stood up to him and stood your ground, and he laughed at you.
And said, why don't you, my dog's on a leash. Why don't you use one for your kids?
Hilarious.
Yeah. But Lunchbox just took a deep breath and walked away.
Yeah, good for him.
Sounds like he didn't want to get beat up.
No.
All right, next up. Her daughter tried to sell some Girl Scout cookies at school, and her saying this year is, trying is cool. Here is Amy, everybody. Let's go.
So speaking of my daughter, she's playing softball, and she got hit in the head with a softball, and almost like you could still see the, little stitching marks on her head.
She had a print on her head.
Aww. And she said it bounced, so far off her head, and she seems okay, but then last night...
Did someone throw it and it hit her head, or did they hit it?
I think it was a throw and it hit her head. I've been playing catch with her, and that happened. I threw it to her, it tipped off her glove and hit her in the head, but we didn't leave a mark or anything, but still, so I'm feeling like all these softballs to the head might be causing something, because even last night, she's sitting on my bed, and we're talking, she's like, I kind of have this ringing sound in my head all the time now, and she thinks it's constant.
She could have got a concussion. If it hit hard enough to make a stitching, imprint, it could have been that hard. I doubt it.
Well, I don't...
Unless she's getting hit by a lot of balls.
Right. I don't know what the... I don't know if it's a softball, but she did say... She's like, it's just a slight ring. She wasn't even saying it's because of the softball, but she's like, is that normal? I said, no, that's not normal. So I think we might have to go get her head just checked out, just in case.
Did you get hit with a bunch of balls?
One time I took a line drive to the shin.
Oof. Yeah, that's okay, though. Yeah.
I mean, but that...
How about the head?
What are you saying?
He's just asking a question.
He's just asking a question.
It happened to your daughter. Why can't I ask if it happened to you?
No, I didn't. No, I hit my head.
Not softball to the head.
But I did hit my head when I was playing softball. I learned how to slide, and then I was playing hide and seek as a kid, and I slid head first into my parents' bed, and my arms went through, and then my head hit the bedpost.
Eureka.
We found it.
And I got stitches, but funny enough, when I was doing some neurofeedback stuff, the brain person said to me, oh my gosh, these stitches right here, this blunt force trauma to the head, that could have been what ignited the ADD. That's right there in the front. They say sometimes if you get impact there, that can cause ADD.
But what if we hit it again?
To reverse it.
Then will it go away? That's a bit I'm willing to do on this show.
That would be amazing.
All right, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, in high school, he was in Quiz Bowl, so being the brains has always been his role. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I watched that movie Nope. Jordan Peele,
yeah.
He has a couple of those movies. I don't know any of their names, but now I think I've seen them all.
This is the alien one?
Yeah.
Like they're in a field or something?
That's what Mike said, that I would like it because it's kind of aliens. So it's called Nope. Hey, his other movies, Mike, walk me through all of them. Jordan Peele's first movie was?
Get Out.
Oh, I like that. That's a really good one. What was the second one?
And then Us.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's crazy.
But here's the thing about Jordan Peele movies. I'm always looking for some crazy, deep meaning about them. And then at the end, it's not a horror movie. It's just a movie to mess with you. It's not like Black Mirror, I don't think. At least this one wasn't. But yeah, I don't want to say too much about it. But it's an alien situation, and they have a ranch, and the aliens kind of won't leave them alone. And I don't think that's revealing too much, right?
That's in the trailer. I remember seeing that.
Oh, it was? Okay. Oh, yeah. I give it 3.5 horses. Out of 5.
Right down the middle?
2.5 feet down the middle.
Oh, that's right.
But kids?
Yeah.
I mean, Stashira.
Yeah.
She loved Us.
Movie Mike, wouldn't you say Nope's okay for kids?
Yeah, I would say it's fine.
It's scary if, you don't like aliens eating people or whatever it is. But other than that, it's all good. Like alien stabbing or eating or whatever, you know?
Yeah, scary's her favorite genre.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's perfect for her then. Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you rate it?
I gave it a 4.
Wow.
Did you, at the end, go, oh, that was just supposed to be something to do?
Yeah, I dug in a little deeper to find out some of the meaning, some of the symbolism.
Oh, so we're dumber. So we're dumb. We don't get it fully? Yeah.
There's some symbolism behind it.
Okay, I didn't get any of that. I was like, well, that was a good waste of time, but a good waste of time. But I give it 3.5, Nope, by Jordan Peele that came out last year. And I watched it just on demand, where I watch all my movies. No theater needed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a theater. Maybe ever again. All right, thank you. Let's get the show started here. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bobby, I know weddings are supposed to be about the couple, but guests still find a way to make it about them anyway. Am I right? Here's my scenario. My fiance and I are going to be married in a couple of months. We both had a troubled past when it comes to alcohol. With that in mind, we decided that we wanted to have an alcohol-free wedding reception. Now, we're getting crap from invitees who are calling us selfish and no fun. We love these people. We want them there. But this feels incredibly disrespectful. I'm leaning towards just not inviting them. But my fiance thinks that's too harsh. Am I wrong here? How would you handle it? Signed, Dry Wedding Darley. I'll say it quickly, but this is not what I'm going to focus on. It's your wedding. You can do whatever you want. I want to uninvite anybody. And you know what? To them, that is no fun. It's not selfish on your part, but it is to them no fun. Reception, just, I don't drink. We had alcohol at our, we had alcohol, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I remember is telling Ray, you cannot get drunk at my wedding. Because we just went to Mike D's and he got so drunk, he was grinding with Mike's wife's grandma.
And an uncle, I think.
Yeah, and an uncle.
Yeah.
At the same time.
It was weird.
Menage a Ray.
Which he stayed pretty sober at yours, but he also left early.
Well, he wasn't drunk. Now, did you not drink at all?
I had 2 Bud Lights.
Before or during?
During.
Okay. Now, here's what I want to say. It's your wedding. Do whatever you want. Don't uninvite. But if you were going to a wedding and it was dry, would you think they were lame?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you want to go to a wedding and have fun and drink.
What if they had a troubled past like they did?
I would understand it. Like, I'd get it. I'd be like, oh, man, that sucks for you guys. But I want to drink. You know what I mean? We're at a wedding.
Yeah. And I, some would say, had a troubled past. My trouble may be different from theirs. Maybe that's about them specifically.
Sure.
And they don't want it around them. Same reason I don't like to be around sugar, because I love it so much, I'll eat all of it.
Think about the dance floor, though. It's going to be pretty lame if people aren't drinking.
I guess I've just never drank and been different. I'll dance sober as the morning comes.
Dude, but when you're drunk and dancing, it's crazy.
Is it so much better?
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
Look at Ray at Mike's wedding.
I know.
That's next level dancing.
She had to be 80, and Ray was like, what a hottie.
Yeah, he kept saying, tell your husband you're coming home with me tonight.
Again, as a joke, laugh.
But who says that to a grandma? Like an 80-year-old grandma?
Hey, Nana was her name. I believe she loved the moment.
That's most grandma's names, Nana. Amy, what about you? Dry wedding.
I'm totally fine with it. I think you can still have fun. And in fact, you might show people, look how much fun you can still have, and we don't have to have the alcohol.
Yeah, I don't think that's the after-school special where you show people that. But.
I think it could be okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You do what you want to do. If it's keeping you from making a bad decision, I love it and I support it.
Yeah.
If there's any way, though, you could have a little bit of alcohol for the folks that can handle it, I think that's also wise if you can, but don't uninvite them.
Well, they could put it in a little flask and keep it in their boot.
Yeah, why don't you say that? You could actually make that a thing.
Ooh, that's cool.
And go, hey, we're not going to have alcohol in the little star and be funny, but if you want to secretly bring your own and sneak it so we don't see it, no problem with that.
There you go.
I don't think there's, as long as everybody knows, everybody's got a flask.
Everyone.
Everywhere you look, everybody's got
outside.
A Stanley mug. They bring their own. It's your wedding. Do what you want. Do not feel bad, but don't uninvite. Don't make this that big of an issue. I think that's the key here. This is not worth ruining a wedding over. It's not worth investing that much time, like emotional time and space. All right, dry wedding, darling. Have your dry wedding, but let them sneak a little something if you don't mind. All right, that's what's up. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
The 82 game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Yeah. On the phone is Sadie in Pittsburgh. Sadie, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's going on?
Hi, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So my husband and I, we got married on Saturday, and we are huge fans of the show. So we had sent some invites to the studio, and I swear on my life, I saw Lunchbox at that reception.
Wait, where do you live? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good wedding.
Were you drunk?
Okay, I was a little under the influence, yeah. But like I'm sure it was Lunchbox.
Did you not recognize the person who, like, in your family or whomever you invited that wasn't Lunchbox, like similar to Lunchbox?
No, well, so this is the thing. We've stayed up for like 2 days looking at pictures and trying to figure out anyone that we would have invited that looked like him. And like, no offense, but he was even wearing like baggy clothes and like a zip up like track hoodie, and I was like, that matches.
And you couldn't figure out who the person was. And in your mind, you think Lunchbox was in Pittsburgh at your wedding?
Well, I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah. Lunchbox, was there any chance that you were out of the state this past weekend?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't make it. And if I was going to go to a wedding, I wouldn't wear a track suit just so I wouldn't stick out. I wouldn't even think, oh, you know what I mean? It's a casual wedding. I can wear a track suit. If it would have said on the invitation, you can wear a hoodie, I'd have been more inclined to go.
Was anybody else wearing a tracksuit at your wedding?
No, everyone was dressed up. That's why it was like a little out of the ordinary, and I think it caught our attention more.
I think she's still
like,
drunk.
Oh, kind of. It was a long night, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Lunchbox was not at your wedding. I'm sad to say.
Aw, okay, well.
Can you not look back at pictures? I'd love to see a picture.
Or like if you thought it was Lunchbox, wouldn't you go up and be like, oh my gosh, Lunchbox, you came?
Okay, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. I thought we should have tried that.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Did y'all get the invite? Did you see yours or did it not come through?
I did. I saw it. I tossed it in the trash. Yeah.
I never saw an invite, Sadie. So if it came to me or the show, there's no telling who got it if it's a show invite.
Okay. Well, you know, it's okay. It was a little excitement to think he could have been there. So.
Okay. Well, y'all. We're sorry to break it to you.
That's okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sadie.
I don't like coffee. Never liked the taste of coffee. Have wondered why people like the taste of coffee. Only tasted it for the first time like 4 years ago. But because of this whole 30 thing I'm on, I only can have an Americano, which is espresso and water.
Yeah.
And I don't like it, but I don't hate it as much. Now it's just like part of the morning. And this morning, I was coming in way earlier than normal, and I hit up Mike D, and I was like, oh, I'm running behind. Will you order an Americano on Uber Eats? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, dang, I just ordered an Americano. Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
And was like looking for, it's not fancy at all.
It sounds so fancy.
And it's only like $1.95 because it's nothing. It's literally espresso and water. But again, I don't know that I hate it anymore. I don't know that I'm ever going to be like, I got to have my Americano. Just this week as I finish this stupid Whole30 diet experiment. But you know what? I can see me turning into not a coffee hater. Yeah.
Come on. Welcome to the club.
You're joining us.
Hey, what do you want me to brew you some up real quick?
Oh, coffee? Ugh.
Oh, okay. Terrible. You're not there yet.
Like espresso, though, it's quicker. It's like quick pain, quick death. I also want to talk about TikTok for a second because Raymundo made the prediction how long ago that TikTok would die?
A couple weeks, maybe a month.
And I didn't feel like that was super progressive because we've been hearing a lot about TikTok being banned in certain places. But Raymundo said he's got an update in this. Go ahead, Ray. Where is it now banned?
Well, so this week, government and federal employees, it's going to be banned. You can't even use it on any of their phones if you work for the government. Universities have already done it. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas. And then now President Biden says that they have to totally separate from China and almost create a spinoff TikTok.
They've tried that once. They're like, oh, it's different. And it still is China. And I watched some of the hearings where the CEO of TikTok was up talking about it.
That got awkward because
yeah, bad news.
He answered the questions really oddly.
Yes. Well, prepared because there's only certain things that he can say without lying. Mm. I don't know how TikTok continues unless they sell it to somebody who is running it here in the States.
Yeah!
They even asked for like the coding. Like, let us see the source code.
And they're not giving that up?
No, and I wouldn't either. But I don't know how the bad move would be giving the president complete control to say no more TikTok. I love TikTok. I'm going to be on it till they kick me off of it. But I don't think we probably shouldn't be on it.
Were you worried about them getting our info?
You worry about that with everybody. You should worry about Meta doing that.
Yeah, but Facebook. There's another country, though.
Absolutely. But what they can do is they can split us apart even more so. It's in their best interest that we are fighting with each other.
Yeah.
The political climate now is terrible. And it is really because there are other entities that have worked to do that, to make that happen. If you watch the Cambridge Analytica documentary, if you watch a lot of that stuff where other powers are either buying ads or TikTok is China, where they really have the power is knowing everything we're doing and how we're doing it. But Facebook does it too, right? American, who cares? I care, but who cares?
Yes.
But the power is to know what you like politically and just feed you divisive videos to create such a division that it makes us weaker. Therefore, another, quote, superpower can hop in, dominate, win, take us down.
Dang.
Like, that's what it is. More so than feeding us Chinese propaganda.
Sure.
Because none of us are going to fall for that. Oh, I didn't know China was so nice in spring. Maybe I'll become a citizen. That's not what they're trying to do. Don't believe people are saying that. But they are. They know who you like politically. And they absolutely can feed you darker themed things. The world is ending because of the other side. If you don't stand up, it doesn't have to go that hard at first. But to me, that's the real fear, is that an enemy has the power to manipulate us. And TikTok's awesome.
Yeah, it becomes your echo chamber, and that's what you see. And then you kind of think, well, this is what everybody, we all must feel this way. So then when you meet someone that doesn't, you're like, wait, what?
Or you feel like, how do they not see
right
that they're so dumb? Mm-hmm. But both sides feel that. Yes. Because they're just being fed things that they want to. So that's what's up. TikTok will have a tough time. But again, I don't think the president should have full power to pull it. Trump tried, and they came back and said, eh, we can't do that. You, as the president, can't do it. And now they're trying to give Biden that power. He shouldn't have it. The president shouldn't unilaterally be able to have a power to just go, none of that app. There should be a couple checks and balances to the system so that it doesn't become something personal or a business interest is against it. But yeah, TikTok's bad news. I love it, though. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're interested in.
Well, because don't we have to worry about our future? Because aren't they kind of dumbing down kids with it?
Well, that's another thing. In China, they don't allow their kids to get on it until a certain age. But if they do want to get on it younger, they have to watch educational videos or like Chinese history videos or to be propaganda.
But in America.
In America, it's like,
let her rip.
Yeah.
It's like, all good.
Come on.
Unlimited.
Here's Dora farting.
Yeah.
That's what you watch.
Yeah.
So, Ray, your prediction is what?
By the end of the year, there'll be no TikTok. Because already our friends in Canada, they have no TikTok. Morgan Evans, when he goes to Australia.
There's no TikTok in Canada?
Partially or fully. It's very close
that
to
fully.
That
means nothing, what you just said, partially or fully.
It's banned a lot in Canada. There may be some small places, provinces that allow it, but for the most part, it's banned.
Canada on Monday announced government-issued devices must not use TikTok. Okay, that's what we're doing.
Same. Netherlands, same India,
but
UK.
But Canada's not banned. Okay.
Now he's just naming countries.
That's what's up. TikTok is the best app. However, man, it's so good for a reason because I get this.
I feel like they don't feed me, like, propaganda stuff or like political stuff. I just get alligator videos, golf.
It's cool.
Once in a while, I get that
dancing
college
girl.
It's
not that everybody's being fed with it right now. It's if they want to do it, they have the power to do
it. Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for it, though.
During a political season.
I'm not going to fall for that crap.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah,
thank you, Ray.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
I know when you think of bikers, you're thinking of guys in leather hanging out at the bar, getting into some trouble, you know, riding their bikes around. Well, not these guys. This club out of Ohio, they're the Ohio State Coalition of Clubs. They found out that foster kids, when they go from home to home, they're like, they really don't have any bags with them or anything. So let's collect some suitcase, boys. So they go around like, come on, donate your suitcases. They collected 100 suitcases.
Wow. Somebody in that biker group must have fostered a kid or been a foster child to know that that's what is needed.
Probably.
Because that's so inside. And that's always what it takes.
So you think they were at the bar and the guy's like, man, you know what, man? My foster kid, when he got him, he didn't have a bag with him. Like, what are you talking about? What? Give me another beer. Tell me more.
Or he's like, bag? What kind of bag? Boom, punch in the face. I don't know. Also, I don't think bikers are like we think they used to be.
Really.
And there's always a lawyer in every town who's like, hey, that's right, I'll fight for you. And I ride a motorcycle on the weekends. It doesn't matter where you live. There's one in every city, and it's like, that's right, I'm Jimmy Johnson Jam Jam, and I ride my bike like you on Saturdays. But on Monday, I'm here to represent your needs. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, You in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, cues for the room. Here's my question to all of you. What dead artist would you like to see perform now?
Oh, easy.
It can be anybody. They have to be dead, Amy.
Elvis.
Why?
Because it just seems so crazy to look back at everything and I hear my mom talk about how wild it was. So I just want to experience it.
Lunchbox?
Let's see. I guess the Beatles.
Any reason?
Everybody say they're like one of the best bands of all time. And I went and saw one of the guys and I fell asleep.
But who would you like to see of everybody that's dead?
Oh, Tupac.
Okay.
There we go.
It's a personal thing.
Now that I think about it, Tupac.
Eddie?
Elvis Presley, dude. But I'm fat Elvis. In the jewels, the jumpsuit.
Like making out Elvis?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Like grab
all sweaty and everything. Yeah.
I want the young one.
Yeah.
Young Elvis.
You guys want two different people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Morgan?
I would love to see Michael Jackson. I'm a big fan of pop music, and it'd be really cool to see like where that actually started.
I would like to see Andy Kaufman. So mine's not a musical artist, but I like to go to a club and watch him perform. He's not a comedian. I think he gets lumped into comedians. He's more of a performance artist, but he did comedy type stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. He played Lock on Taxi.
Yeah.
But I would go Andy Kaufman as far as somebody dead that I think would be cool to watch. All right, question. Amy, what do you got?
If you could pick up a new skill, like in an instant, what would it be?
Mine'd be playing piano.
Oh.
And I didn't know your question until right then. I wasn't like giving the heads up. Quickly though, can it be a superpower? Because I'd fly.
No skill.
Okay, piano. If I can't fly, it's going to be playing piano, and I would do it right now, and that would be awesome. Lunchbox.
Stock trading. Day trader.
Make that money?
Yeah. Make that money. It's all about that.
It's a risky job.
Yeah, but it's also high reward.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen Wolf of Wall Street? They make millions.
I've seen it.
And I would love
to. Didn't turn out that great.
No.
I've seen it.
I would love to make millions of dollars in the stock market.
That's good. Eddie?
I want to be better at math. Like, when the check comes, I always give my wife the check so she can figure out the tip. Like, I want to be able to do that.
What in the world?
Because it takes me a while, man. Figuring out the tip, probably a five-minute thing.
If the check is $28.
Here we go.
Just listen to me here. If the check is $28, 10% is going to be $2.80.
I would have done eight. This just sounds right to me. No. 28, just give me eight.
No, but listen to what I'm saying here. If it's $28, 10% is going to be $2.80.
Yeah.
And then you can double it to do 20%. Or you can go like, I don't know, I'm going to guess and do $4.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do another one.
Okay, go ahead.
$44. The check is $44. How much is
$4?
It would be $4.40.
Oh, I was close though.
No, but don't do close. Don't just throw a number out there.
Like No. You understand, I can't do the math.
But you can because there's no math to do. It's just moving a decimal point.
And Eddie, what he's saying is $4.40 would be 10%. It wouldn't be the whole check.
Like, and then you double that to make it.
You're just moving a decimal point.
80.
Got it.
So
this hurts my head, dude.
One more time. Just focus. The check is $56.
Got it.
What's 10% of $56?
$6.
$5.60. Oh, you're not trying.
I got close, though.
What if this is your son doing this to you? You would be irritated.
And you're just giving money away, dude. Like,
but then you got to double that $6.
No.
To do 20.
If I get it wrong, I always do that. Like, you know what? They deserved a better tip.
But you might be low.
That's true. I could be low.
Morgan, what's your skill?
You mentioned flying, but like I would want to learn to fly a plane.
Oof.
So I could like travel and go all over the place, you know?
That's cool.
You need to get your own plane.
Yeah, you got to buy a plane.
Yeah, I know.
Then you need math, then you need stock trading,
then
you need piano. Okay, next question, Lunchbox.
So I was in the grocery store parking lot the other day with my wife, and there's a stop sign, and I stop, and then I drive, and she goes, you know the stop signs in parking lots are optional, right? And I was like, no. So I want to know, are stop signs in parking lots optional?
No. You have to stop at them. I've had a friend that was hit in the parking lot and it did not turn out well.
But she was hit on foot by a car, right?
Yeah, she was walking. But I mean, I feel like the stop sign's there either for pedestrians or other cars.
Optional. You can't make a law out of private property.
That's the actual answer.
Stop it.
Legally?
Yeah, man.
However, Morgan?
I feel like it's not optional. If it's a stop sign, you stop.
Okay. It's not optional for a rational human being. But legally, it's optional.
What?
Because there was no cars. And she goes, you know there's no cars. You don't have to stop.
If I put a stop sign on my driveway,
correct.
It's the same thing. What am I going to do? Walk out and citizens arrest you?
And notice, those stop signs in the parking lots, they're a lot smaller than the real ones.
They're not...
Well, I thought because it's, you know, space.
That's... Traffic control signs on private property cannot be enforced by police.
Boom.
The only time they can is a handicap space or a fire lane. Those...
Wow.
If you're parked in those, the cops will come and make sure, because it's a law that places have to have handicap spots and have to have fire lanes.
Obviously, speed limit.
But don't make it optional. Stop at the stop sign if somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, just stop.
Yes. Eddie, your question for the room.
Would you rather read the book or watch the movie?
Would I rather?
Yes, that's the question.
But
there's the same story. Uh-huh. It's a book form or a movie form.
But it's just the time given to it. I'm going to go book.
I knew you'd say that.
But it's close. Like, if I want to get the whole quick picture, the movie, but if it's a really good book, nothing can beat it. It's just hard to find
no
really good
movie
books
has
nowadays.
Ever beat a good book.
It's tough because a good book is more thorough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why you read a book that's so good and you're inspired to go watch the movie, or you're like, it's never as good as the book because it doesn't have as much time to actually be as good. It's not that the movie's not awesome. It's just no way possible that the movie could be as good as the book, because you spend a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks with the book.
Yeah.
And every little detail can be put into the book. So it just isn't a fair comparison. But I would go book, unless Keanu's in it.
Oh, you watch the movie?
Maybe movie. Amy?
Younger me probably would have said movie, but older me, I want the book. And then I want the time as a mom to be on a hammock away from my kids reading.
The reading part was secondary, though.
I want to read. I need the time to get away.
She wants to get away.
I don't want to read.
Lunchbox?
Movie. You get it done in one sitting. Maybe two.
Morgan?
Yeah, definitely a movie. I love watching a good one.
All right, final question. Morgan?
All right, if you could have any snack restocked automatically in your pantry or your fridge every single time after you finished it, what would it be?
Amy?
Oh, man, tortilla chips. So then, therefore, good. In my fridge, you'd have to restock the salsa.
But these aren't empty calorie snacks, right? Meaning if I pick chocolate balls, I got to suffer the consequences, right?
No, there's no consequences. It's just, you know, dream world. You can restock it and no consequences.
That's a whole different.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let it rip.
Oh.
Rolos.
Really?
Rolos is the perfect candy. It's chocolate. It's caramel.
Mm-hmm.
You bite size. The paper sucks. The little fuzzies. The little.
Yeah.
But Rolos, if you go Rolos and Kit Kats, you can't miss on Halloween.
Kit Kat saved you. Rolos was about to be like, is this a time march is on?
Yeah, like Rolos is like grandpa.
Can't even find Rolos anywhere.
I don't buy Rolos, but it's the perfect candy.
No.
I don't eat a lot of candy, but I would go Rolos. I'd have a little dispenser that comes out, and they would already be taken out of the paper.
The wrapper, that's good.
The foil wrapper. If you ever get Rolos in a bag at like the gas station, you just reach in, put them all in your mouth. Rolos, Lunchbox.
I'd say, trail mix. I eat so much trail mix.
Okay, you guys stop.
What
Take
on
back
earth?
Everything you said about me being Papaw.
Trail mix?
You guys don't eat a lot of trail mix, like peanuts and almonds and like M&Ms and whatever?
I don't really trail mix it up, no. Sometimes.
Oh, dude. You guys are missing out.
Yeah. Ovaltine, maybe?
Metamucil?
Grey Poupon? Yeah. Eddie, what did you got?
I'm going to go with Rocky Road ice cream. Just unlimited. Keep it
You're
coming.
You're going to be 500 pounds.
No, she said there's no
consequences.
That.
Yeah,
no
dude.
Consequences. Because it had been different. I would have said sliced mango, like the dried mango, but I didn't. No consequences. Rolos.
Let's go.
Morgan, you?
It would be shredded cheese. I love eating shredded cheese by the bag. Not like, cube cheese. Just the shredded cheese, take it out of the bag. It's the best way to eat it.
Sometimes. Clogs me up, though, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, straight
it
up.
Clogs me up, big time. Yes. All right, that's cues for the room. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. I went solo grocery shopping last night, and I'm going to tell you this. It's the first time that I have done that in probably years. I have no idea the last time I went to a grocery store by myself, because you have to think, before my wife, I was a single dude up into my mid to late 30s. I went to the gas station if I needed something, or I just ordered it online. So I don't go grocery shopping. I'm not comfortable with it. My wife usually does the grocery shopping, but she wasn't feeling great. So I was like, I got it. And I get there and I'm like, all right, I basically need you on FaceTime the whole time. And so she gives me the ideas of what I need to go find. I need to go find some kind of sourdough bread that she likes. And then I went and got these crackers that I can eat on this Whole30 diet. I got some mango,
I got a couple things. Then I just started going grab bag. I was like, oh, that looks fun.
Oh, no.
I just put a couple things in the basket.
That happens.
I went and got some okra from the Fresh Bar. Never get to eat okra, so I was like, why not? Yeah, I got some okra. Oh, man, I was like kidding a candy, except I got to the register. I didn't have that much. I had like one basket full of stuff. It's $117.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
I told you, man.
It's like, $40.
Prices are crazy right now.
I didn't look at a single price. I was like, I'm just going to get what we need, not worry about it. That'd be like $42. It was like $116.
Dude, when you buy berries that are out of season, like blueberries.
Bad news.
What pricey. What do you mean? Like, out of season?
Yeah.
You mean berries. Yeah. It's hard to get them.
I mean, I guess. Like,
I think buying berries that are bad would be cheaper.
No.
Out of season berries.
No.
It just means they're harder to get.
Yeah, the farmers aren't harvesting them.
Further places.
Got it. So what's the trick here? Because in 10 years, I might go back and have to do this again. What's the trick on how not to spend $100 if you're only buying a few things?
I can't do it. I'm out of this conversation. I can't do it. Almost every single time I go, it's $100.
It was unbelievable.
Well, you have 4 children, so
yeah.
That's...
But I literally go in for like probiotics, and then I come out with $100 worth.
Huh. Probiotics?
No. All kinds of things. I'm like, you know what? I think we do need toilet paper. Oh, you know, the bananas. We're out of bananas.
I got bananas, too. I thought we'll need some bananas.
You're always out of bananas.
Yeah. Now that I think back, I got a bunch of stuff. I wasn't in the moment, though. I was just kind of doing supermarket sweep. I'll take that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably the grab bag that got you.
It was one basket, though.
I know, but you just start throwing stuff in there. Something that's helped me lately is like on the Instacart app or whatever, I do pickup, but I go and I know I've saved money by doing this because, first of all, they show you all the deals on the app so you can see what's on sale. And then also your eyeballs aren't seeing all these other things. You just know what's on your list. You're not being lured in like, oh, I should get that. And you get what's on your list. And then you go and you park in this little parking spot. You call the number and they bring your groceries out.
They didn't have this there. I went to 2 different stores.
Oh, they don't have Instacart there? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's how I've saved, I know.
Or you can put it online to clear the list and put it on your Instagram and Twitter. People will send it to you.
Listeners take care of that?
Absolutely
Stop.
Free.
Now I get it.
Saves a lot
now
of money.
I get why I did that. Yeah. But I went back home and I was like, did you know groceries cost $160? She's like, what do you mean did I know? I'm the one in the grocery shop.
So she knew.
She knew, of course.
You know how to pick mangoes and stuff? Like, how does...
No, I got the kind. I like the sliced kind. Sliced and like beef jerky.
Okay.
Except it's not beef jerky. It's like dried mango.
Yeah, it's dried fruit.
So when you buy the pre-sliced, you're paying more because the grocery store worked it and sliced it. So
I ain't slicing it, okay? So I'm
good. Then you're paying for it.
You know what I did. It's stupid. And then I went through and I was going to go through the self-checkout, but I had like fruit. I got a coconut too, random coconut I found.
Like the,
there were a bunch of coconuts.
Unbroken coconut?
Yeah. And then I got home and couldn't figure out where to put the straw. You have to like actually break it with yourself with a pack.
A hammer?
A waka?
Yeah. When I go to Vegas, they have them in the store with a straw hole. And I thought that's what I was buying. And so I get it and I'm looking for the straw hole. And I'm like, huh. I said, this coconut doesn't have a straw hole. She goes, you know why? I said, why? She goes, it's a coconut. Somebody else has to put a straw hole in there if you're going to buy it. So we have an unused coconut there. But I was going to drink it. So how do I bust it if I drink it?
You can always get a drill and just
drill. And then stick it in there.
Man. Now I got to go buy a drill or a coconut I don't even want.
Well, if you end up not wanting it, bring it. My kids will eat it.
Here's a voicemail from Amy in Chicago.
We just started your show, Breaking Bobby Bones, and I just had a question. It looks like you're doing some dangerous stuff, and if I were you, I'd probably be swearing here and there when you're doing some of those dangerous things. I was just curious, did you ever have the urge to swear, even though I know swearing is not in your vocabulary?
I don't think I had the urge. They bleeped a couple things once in a show, and I did not curse. And I was like, why would you bleep something? I didn't curse. It was just for effect. I get it, the comedy of it. But I don't say bad words. I don't say curse words. So I felt a little bit like they did me dirty.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
What did you say, shoot or something? Like
I probably said nothing. I probably just went, oh.
Yeah.
But if you go beep, it looks like you said a bad word. No, I don't think so. I think episode 1, when I'm hanging over the Grand Canyon, it scared me so bad. I was surprised I would even say anything in English. It was just all gibberish. But you guys can check it out. It's up on Disney Plus. Check out Breaking Bobby Bones. That first episode is very scary, but I did not curse. Even if you hear a bleep, I promise you, I did not curse. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's something called Password Child that siblings are using to test their parents out to see who the favorite kid is. What they do is they log their parents out of Netflix or the whole family, and they go to the parents and say, hey, what's the password to get in? And then if it's one of the kids' names, voila, you're the favorite child.
What if the password's like, I wish I didn't have kids. Watch out what you ask for with those little kind of tests there. I don't know that passwords would be kids' names most of the time.
I have a password with a kid name.
But I guess I would ask if it's the oldest kid, though, generally. I don't know. I am not going to hate a parent unless they're using the youngest or middle kid's name. The oldest, I can go, okay, it's the oldest kid. It makes sense. First kid probably made a password way back in the day.
There you go.
You kept using it so you wouldn't forget it when you use other places. But if it's the middle kid only, unless you can prove you have other passwords with other kids' names, I'm going to need to further investigate this if that's the case. But also, this is pretty dumb. All right, what else?
This woman revealed that she accidentally married her cousin. And his name's Joseph. Her name's Selena. They fell in love in college, but they had no idea they were related.
What level cousin, though? Because third cousin on, you may not know them, and I think that's probably starting to be okay.
Oh, boy.
I mean, but let's just say, you know, you
Scuba
are.
Steve looked at me like, you hillbilly?
No, second cousin's okay.
It's probably starting to be okay.
Listen, I think the genetics aren't really mixing and affecting anything at about third cousin.
Okay, all right, cool. I'm still staying away from it.
But you don't know. What if you married somebody you fell in love and you're like, oh, it's third cousin? It's your cousin's cousin's cousin.
I think it would freak me out, and I would probably look at maybe not being with them anymore.
I think you're not telling the truth.
I guess you're right. Case by case, yes, but I think I would not do it.
In this scenario, they're together. They're already married when they decide to go to MyHeritage.com to submit their DNA, just, you know, figure some stuff out. Not because they think they're related.
Probably look at their family tree.
Right.
See who grandpa, you know, had a fling with.
And then they go through the family tree, blah, 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 blah. Eight ancestors back. They're cousins. They're related. Which, yes, eight back, but still, to see on a family tree that you're related, it's just interesting.
In Arkansas, that's a wedding, baby. Only eight? Let's go. Okay. Eight's nothing. There's probably almost no genetics that are the same there.
I know, but what are the odds y'all are going to end up on the same family tree that close?
Well, the Lord.
So if you and Caitlin...
Hey,
you,
Adam and Eve...
Oh, yeah. We're all related.
Come on. Go ahead.
You
go high enough in that tree, you're going to find somebody you're related to
like
somebody.
Like the very beginning?
That's right. I would only go three levels of that trunk, and I'm stopping looking in the tree because you're not going to like what you find. And if Caitlin and I, who we grew up near each other, I'm obviously older than she is, but we grew up 3.5 hours, our hometowns. So if we look, I don't want to look back because... we could probably be related, Oklahoma and Arkansas. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton has her own sense of style and fashion, and it's always been awesome. People admire it. So she's putting out a fashion book called Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones.
Behind the Seams.
Yeah. Clever. She says that she hopes we all enjoy it, from her costumes, her hair, and getting to know all the wonderful people that have helped style her life and her look, and it's coming out October 17th.
Sounds like a good coffee table book with a bunch of pictures.
Oh,
that you
sure.
Don't open up?
You look at it, but it's not like you're reading it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked you know the term coffee table book.
Oh, I got like eight of them. I get them all the time. I either get ones about the office or shoes.
Yeah.
So I've got like 15 coffee table books that are in a closet that have to do with the office or shoes.
Why aren't they not? Why aren't they?
Yeah, you
got to
put that on the coffee table.
Yeah.
We have other ones on our coffee table.
Oh. Okay, well, which ones are those?
I don't know. Some stuff my wife picked. That's a little more generally warm.
Oh, now we know why they're in the closet.
Yeah.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Dewey Parker's chilling in his apartment in Colorado Springs. When he looks in the building next to him, there's a fire on the third floor. And his neighbor has asthma and couldn't get out. There's smoke. And he sees the EMT is at the front door, but they can't get in. Dewey's like, man, I got to do something. Leaves his apartment, and he starts scaling balconies like Spider-Man.
Wow.
Whoo, whoo, whoo. All the way up to the third floor, gets his neighbor, opens the door, and gets him out to the EMTs.
Yeah, that's brave because he's risking his own life to do it. That's a hero. What's the name again, Dewey?
Dewey Parker, not to be mistaken for Dewey Cox.
Or Peter Parker.
Peter Parker,
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Parker.
That'd probably be better than Dewey Cox.
Yeah, you should have thought about that one.
Oh, is that Spider-Man's name?
Have you seen the guy named Howie Do It? His name is Howie, last name Do It.
No,
and they found him on LinkedIn, and they're like, this is how we do it.
Come on.
Hilarious. Funny. This is how we do it. So they play that clip over it.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Good story. Guy saved somebody's life, and here we are talking about how we do it.
This
is how we do it. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target.
Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.